If you've been flying lately and noticed that some pilots look younger, it's not because you're getting older. Well, you are getting older, but there's an army of younger pilots graduating into the cockpits of large jets because the country's major airlines don't have enough pilots. Along with a shortage of air traffic controllers, the aviation industry is in a tough spot. From America's number one travel radio show, this is your Arm World Travel Minute. I'm Rudy Maxa. During COVID, an unusually large number of pilots and air traffic controllers left their jobs, and many haven't returned despite the resurgence in air travel. And of course, training new pilots and air traffic controllers isn't something you can do in a few months. So the airlines have rated younger pilots flying for smaller regional airlines, and those smaller carriers are trying to hire pilots from companies like UPS. All airlines have had to raise pilot salaries hugely. PSA Airlines, a regional carrier owned by American, offers a bonus to UPS and FedEx pilots of up to $250,000. The FAA is expanding its training facilities to relieve staffing shortages in control towers. Overworked controllers who are working 12-hour shifts? Not good in the long run. More travel info at armworldtravel.com.